one more sleep until the Major League Baseball season gets underway, Lisa. Got my opening day menu all ready for tomorrow. Got some chicken wings all set to go.
Do you really?
Yeah. I'm excited.
When was it that there was a shortage of chicken wings?
Was that during the pandemic or a Super Bowl? Mm. Yeah, there was something like that.
COVID.
And chicken wings the price of chicken wings has skyrocketed since then, it seems like. Chicken wings are not cheap at all. They used to be a cheap night out, 2-for-1 wings somewhere,
yeah.
Hurricanes. We used to go there every Monday night when we were in university.
Well, you can still have 2-for-1, but how much does the one cost?
Well, right. Yeah, it's not as cheap as it used to be, but I guess all food is not as cheap as it used to be.
So you have your chicken wings ready. Are you cooking the chicken wings on the barbecue, or are they cooked?
It's a good question. What should I do?
Are they cooked now?
No, they're in the freezer right now.
But they're uncooked?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
correct.
So it's not just a heat and serve?
No.
Okay.
Got to.
And then you'll put barbecue sauce or whatever kind of. Do you like the sloppy chicken wings, or do you like the,
No,
the
I'm more
dusting.
Of a crispy dusting man, and then maybe dip them in some kind of ranch or something. We should go for wings one day. Maybe Ed can take us for wings one day his windfall from his various gambling.
I'm not so much a wing fan, and I'm not so much a rib fan. And I think it's because sometimes you don't get a lot of reward for your effort.
Not enough meat on the bone. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
I think it's just too much work.
Yeah. And they're messy. Your hands get messy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
your
not
face.
A good food to eat when you're out with other people.
Right. Not a good first date food.
Oh,
that's spaghetti.
No. Yeah, no. No, not spaghetti. I would never order spaghetti with anyone.
Are you the, and this bothers me, are you the finger licker?
Oh, no. And I hate, if you're a finger licker, we can't be friends.
You start with the forefinger and you work your way down to the pinky?
The worst. Oh, even you saying it makes me cringe.
I know. It's not, it does for me too. There's a lot of people that do that.
Oh, I hate that.
And then you save your thumb for last.
Just use a paper towel or a napkin.
Like
an adult,
sauce.
Please. Don't be such a slap. Do chicken wings in the air fryer. You'll never cook them any other way again, according to one of our texters.
Do
at
you
10,
have an air
800.
Fryer?
No, don't
I'm
have an air fryer.
I'm surprised you don't. Remember, I gave mine away. I should have given it to you.
Right. But everybody gives their... I don't like extra appliances. I just don't feel like they get utilized enough to justify the storage of said appliances. We have a crock pot. That's about it. And Kelly usually uses the crock pot on Sundays and makes me my food for the week.
That's good.
Yeah, which is nice.
There's a lot of appliances like a bread maker or a pasta maker.
Right.
Or...
am I really going to utilize this that much that it makes it worthwhile to have one? One, to spend the money to buy one, and then two, to have it in the house.
Well, do you remember the air fryer debate we had on the air where we had received one?
Right.
Because of all the hubbub. And then it just didn't work for our family, and it just didn't produce enough food at one time that I had to we'll do the asparagus first. And then once that comes out, then we got to do the meat or whatever it is. Then we got to do, you have to do the different
things.
Easy. And then by the time, everything's cold.
Right.
And then I have six people and it only cooks for two. So that didn't work. But the response, I don't think we've ever had that many texts and phone calls.
The likes of which we've never seen.
The air fryer debate was one that was just out of this world crazy.
Now the air fryer is different than the Instant Pot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I gave that away too.
I know. We tried that.
Yes.
And Kelly didn't like it.
I will stick with my tried and true crock pot.
Yep. Crock pot is good. Throw it all. That's what I think people want. I thought the Instant Pot was like that too, where I just throw everything in there, turn it on, done.
Yeah, but then it explodes if you put too much of something in there and not enough liquid. And just, it was too complicated for me to...
Yeah.
Care about.
And then you have to, not a small appliance. And, our kitchen's rather small. We don't have the storage space. And you got to put it in the basement. And, I don't like storing, kitchen stuff near the laundry stuff. It just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know. Today is the day to do it. Hurricanes, 2-for-1 wings on Wednesday. Yeah, it's not finger looking good. Oh, I hate that phrase even when I see Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials.
KFC now. They took KFC, the fried out of it.
Yeah, no more fried or Kentucky. I can't stand that. And I think people do that on the commercials sometimes. I'm like, that's probably why I don't go there.
Do they still have that slogan? Really?
It's finger looking good.
Really?
Gross.
Mm. Somebody said Mercado's has chicken wings on sale. Oh. Stupid cheap.
Oh, stupid cheap. Maybe I'll have to go there.
But that's not really not an Easter food.
No, but it's my weekend. Opening day food. I don't know. I have a hankering. I haven't had them in a while. I've been trying to be good with my diet and shed a few pounds. Down 3 pounds.
Since?
The last week and a half.
And you're doing what?
Not being as much of a pig.
Mm.
Just cutting back portion sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I have just a big salad for lunch.
I thought that wasn't a meal.
It's not. That's why at dinner time, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't eaten all day. She goes, well, what'd you have for lunch? I'm like, a salad.
That's good.
Doesn't
it's
count.
Good to have a salad for lunch.
Mm.
It is.
That's fine. It's not fun. It's not fun to eat a salad. Who wants to have a salad? Oh my God, I had the best salad today.
Somebody else said I put my wings in the smoker.
Oh, the old smoker, eh?
That's another thing.
Mm.
You have a barbecue. Then you have your
smoker.
Your egg. And then you have your smoker.
Oh, the big green egg?
Yeah.
Or people, little green egg? What's it called?
Or your, what do you call it with the, what do you call it? Your hibachi?
Your hibachi?
With the coals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you got to store those, too.
See, I have no interest. Like, obviously, if you've listened to the show for a long time, I can't even make anything. And like, to me, it's like, there is so much work to prepare a meal like these people did in the smoker or in this or in that. And it's like, then you eat it in 10 minutes and it's gone. Like, just give me something I warm up in the microwave and then I'm good.
By the way, if you are the chef of the family, you know how disappointing it is to put all that effort into a meal. And everybody sits down and in like mere seconds,
right.
It's gone. And nobody says, great job.
Yeah,
or
thank you.
This is ever.
Right.
And it's just so much work for the amount of time you get out of it.
Right.
That's why I try and like, okay, everybody slow down. Take a bite. Everybody put their fork down.
Is it like open like gifts?
Let's have a conversation.
Well, you take a bite first. Then Connor, you go next. We'll watch you and we want your reaction.
Yep. You're right. It's like Christmas.
Right.
Everybody pay attention.
Well, it is.
Who
it's
is it
a tremendous
from?
Amount of work. And that's like, okay, and that's my whole thing. Like, I do a lot of home renovations. I really enjoy doing it. But there's a long-term satisfaction and payoff to doing renovations.
Yeah, it's called forever.
Right. It's, you know, until you got to renovate again. You have this beautiful room or whatever to enjoy.
Yes.
All this work that goes into meals, and I like total respect for the people that are chefs and cooks and all that stuff, because it's so much work. And then, like you said, gone in seconds.
All that work for nothing.
Right. Charcoal, barbecue wings, all the way, any day of the week.
Mm. Low and slow.
Low and slow.
They,
must
charcoal.
Be a rap song that says that.
I'm sure there is. It takes patience. It truly does.
It does.